Hello, welcome to Press TV's Top 5, where we take a look at the top 5 headlines for this half hour. Our first story, the partial shutdown of the U.S. government enters its second day with little signs of an imminent deal to break the deadlock. The Republican-led House and the Democrats are still at loggerheads over the new health care law known as Obamacare, which is part of the impasse. The U.S. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew has told Congress that he will run out of money to pay the nation's bills by October 17 unless lawmakers act. The virtual standoff has immediately pushed 800,000 non-essential employees out of work. Meanwhile, the European Central Bank has also raised concerns that the U.S. shutdown could pose a risk to both the U.S. and global economic recovery if it drags out. This is Moody's ratings agency has estimated that a two-week shutdown would cut 0.3% off the U.S. GDP. The figure could soar to 1.4% if the outage continues for a whole month.